Off on 95.1 WAPE.
Wilbur joins us for Blown Off. Hello, Wilbur.
Hey, how you doing?
Hi, good. Wilbur.
Good, Wilbur. Is that your real name or is that like a pseudonym?
That's my real name.
Oh, he's cool.
Cool.
Wilbur, tell us, are you having some girl problems?
Yeah, well, I met this girl recently and we went out and we had a really great time.
Yeah.
She's not returning my calls or my, I went by her house and knocked on the door and got no answer. And
yeah.
I'm just kind of wondering what happened.
Okay, well, why don't you start by telling us where you met her, and then tell us a little bit about your date.
Okay. I met her at the laundry.
Met her at the laundry?
Yeah. I was washing my clothes. And
good place to do that.
Yeah. And I had been, usually I would drop the clothes off and leave and come back, but this time my truck was broken down. So my sister dropped me off before she went to work. So I was sitting there. And I was just watching Maury on TV.
Hmm.
And then this girl was there, and we started talking.
Yeah.
And we had a good time. We had about the same amount of clothes, so we were leaving about the same time.
Yeah.
And she was leaving. She's like, "Well, are you leaving?" I was like, "No, I gotta wait. I gotta wait for the bus." And she's like, "Well, I can just give you a ride." And I was like, "Hell yeah!
Hell yeah!
Hell yeah!"
So she gave me a ride home, and I was like, "Well, now I have to take you out." So she agreed, which is cool.
That's awesome.
And we went out. We went out and we went to my favorite beer joint and got some beer and wings
and any joints?
What was that?
No, never mind. Go ahead.
And at one point she's like, "We need to go. I need to go home." I was like, "Are you feeling well?" She said, "No. I just need to go right now." And she took me home, and then, you know, I haven't heard from her since then. And I don't know what happened. Like I said, I went by her house, knocked on the door, just trying to say hi. Not late night or anything. Scary.
Right,
yeah.
Everything was going smooth up until, like, that point, and it just seemed sudden?
Yeah, just out of nowhere, just, like, off a cliff.
It was off a cliff. Wow.
it was going great, and then the cliff was there.
Like, oh, my God. And then all of a sudden, you're plummeting to your death like the Roadrunner or the Coyote or something.
That's extreme.
Yeah, like that Coyote.
Yeah, that's horrible. Wow.
Well, that really sucks, dude.
What's her name, Wilbur?
Her name's Colleen.
Her name's Colleen?
Okay.
All right, her name's Colleen?
Yeah.
All right, great. We're going to call her now, okay, Wilbur?
I appreciate it.
All right, you don't say a word. You just listen.
I'll be quiet.
Here we go. We need to speak with Colleen, please.
This is she.
Colleen, how are you?
I'm fine. How are you?
I am fine. Oh, I'm fine as well. My name's Mark Kay. I'm here with Megan. Megan, how are you?
Great. Hi, Colleen.
Hi. Oh, hey, how are you?
Hey, we're awesome.
Hey. We're calling from 95.1 WAPE. We host the morning show.
I know. Did I win something?
Oh, no.
No. Well, maybe we have some circus tickets or something.
Unfortunately not. But we would like to talk to you for a few minutes if you have some time live on the radio.
Yeah, I got a couple minutes.
Okay.
Great. Real quick, we just need to get some information about a guy you know. You went out with him.
Well, I go out with a lot of guys.
Yeah.
Yeah.
This guy's name is Wilbur, and you met him at the laundry.
Oh, no. Oh, God, no.
Well,
no. Oh, no.
What happened with Wilbur? Because he got in touch with us, and he said you ended the date suddenly. We want to know why.
Yes. Yes, I ended it because he is filthy. He is disgusting. He's filthy, and I don't even want to see him again.
Well, why?
He's filthy and disgusting. What happened? I mean, he was at the laundry, so he was cleaning his clothes.
Yeah.
Well, that is true. I did meet him at the laundry.
Right.
But, no, I mean, would you go back out with somebody that spit in your drink?
Wait, he did what?
Wait, what? He spit in your drink?
Spit in my drink.
Like, on purpose?
Apparently because he admitted to it.
What?
He admitted that he spit in your drink?
Hell yeah.
You're joking.
What?
No, which is why I did not call him back, and I asked him to take me home immediately.
Wait, that's why you're not answering my phone?
Oh, Lord Jesus, is he on the phone?
Yes, he is. He is, as a matter of fact. Wilbur, did you spit in her drink?
Yeah, I spit her drink.
On purpose?
Yeah.
Why the hell did you do that?
Well, because everybody knows that if you want someone to fall in love with you, you got to spit in their drink.
Colleen, how did you know he spit in your drink?
I went to the bathroom. Everything was going just fine. We were having some beers. I came back, and I looked at my drink, and I said it. I rubbed it, and I said, oh, my God, it looks like somebody spit in my drink. You know, at that point, I wanted a new one, wouldn't you?
Yeah.
Yes.
And what did he say?
And he said, yeah, well, I did, and there was no reason for me to continue on that date.
Yeah.
Wilbur, why did you spit in her drink?
Because everyone knows that if you want someone to fall in love with you, you got to spit in their drink. You got to make them have some of your spit.
I don't think that's a thing, dude. I think that you're just making that up.
I didn't make that up. My grandfather did it to my grandmother, and my father did it to my mother.
Ew.
Isn't there, like, a better way to make someone fall in love with you besides spitting in their drink?
Any flowers
or
something?
I mean, come on.
Well, this is the icing on the cake.
So, wait a minute. You thought that if she... If you spit, like, what is, you had to get her to drink your spit in order to fall in love with you?
Oh, God.
Yeah. Ingested somehow.
Wait, so, Colleen, when you noticed there was spit in your drink and he admitted to spitting in your drink, did you ask him why the hell he did that?
No, would you not know? I wanted to go home and spit in my drink.
Yeah, but still, I mean, it's kind of bizarre.
I don't want anything to do with him.
Well, this is weird that you're acting like this. I've done this before, and no other woman has complained about it.
You've done it before?
Yes, sir.
Did the other women know about it?
Some of them.
Ew.
Did they fall in love with you after drinking your spit?
No.
I mean, obviously not if you're still looking.
I guess not.
If you're still picking up chicks at the laundromat.
That's disgusting.
So she goes to the bathroom, and you think, wow, this date's going really well. I really want a future with this girl. I'm going to spit in her drink. And what, you just leaned over and hocked a loogie in her beer?
Ew,
how does it work?
Dude.
No, I didn't hock a loogie. That's gross. I just a little spit. Little spittle spattle.
That is so weird.
I think that's illegal in some countries.
I'm pretty sure it should be, at least.
It should absolutely be illegal for you to spit in my drink. You don't know what you have. I don't want no nasty diseases you have, and it should be my choice if I want to spit in my mouth.
Yep, I mean, yeah.
While we were dating, I still would have dumped your ass. Like, I don't want anything to do with him. That's disgusting. I've never met anybody who has said that before. I've never seen anybody do that. That must be his own personal trick. I don't want none of it.
Okay. All right. Okay. So if he promises to keep his spit to himself, you still don't want to see him again?
Hell no.
Okay. All right. All right. Hang on one second here.
Oh.
Wow. Well, you know, it's like the old saying, spit happens.
Yeah, that's exactly right.
Yeah, spit or get off the pot. 340-9595, 800-475-9595. It's the Big 8 Morning Mess. Is this really a thing? Has anyone ever heard of this? We'll be right back.